welcome to the call, which is part of the Robert Schuller Ministries, A Church with No Wall. For the past 8 years, on the 15th of every month at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Don and I have been here on the call. No matter where we are in the world, we stop whatever we're doing. We get on Facebook Live. We get on the phone. We have this call, and we have been doing it consistently without interruption every month for the last 8 years. And today we're celebrating our 8th anniversary.
Exactly. Earlier, I'm Donna Schuller. By the way, he's Robert Schuller, for those of you that don't know, who recognize this voice. But we have to say that over and over again because this will be posted on podcast. And, you know, we get a couple of hundred people a week, new people a week, that listen to our podcast, even though we aren't really podcasters. We just have this one once a month. But people like it because it always has a different theme and always brings you something to inspire you, to lift you up, to make you learn more about yourself, to learn more about others, and more importantly, to learn more about God. So I said earlier that it was our 9th year. I miscounted, so I had to go back.
Oh, and change some posting?
No, I didn't change it. I just left it. But I got to be honest here and just say I thought it was 9 years, but then I remembered our first guest was actually Max Lucado.
And Max.
He talked about what to do
in times of grief. That I call him old. But
no, he probably wouldn't. He's younger than you are. Anyway, we've had some great guests. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But again, this is a call. My name is Donna Schuller. This is Robert Schuller. We're here on the 15th of the month, 6 p.m. Pacific, no matter where we are. And we've been to some really exciting places back in the days when we were allowed to travel internationally. You all remember that, right? And we'll have those days back again.
Even though we didn't travel internationally last
week, Mexico doesn't count to us because we go down to Mexico all the time. You know, we live in Southern California. We're about an hour and a half from the border of San Diego and Tijuana, and so we were south. We go south a lot. We like Mexico. We like our Mexican friends. We like our friends from all over the world.
We had a church down there for about 6 years, and we would meet on a regular basis once a month, and it was wonderful, but unfortunately we weren't able to get there for several months, and so we had to go there and talk with some of the people we have, and we had a wonderful time meeting with them. But anyway, here we are, and it's just a great time for us to be able to have this celebration. So what we do in the call is we have a prayer, we have a little message, we read a scripture, we actually have some opportunities for you to talk to us, and we like to talk back to you. You can ask questions, and we'll do our best to answer any questions you have. And if you're calling in, you have to press *6 to ask a question, and you'll actually be, people can hear you on Facebook Live, even though you're calling in on by phone.
Exactly.
And, so if you wish to call us, do you know the number that people call? I have it in my phone. I can't
right
look
here.
It up.
It is 712-770-5605, and it is posted on Facebook. And then you hit 642-848 and the pound sign for access. But if you're on Facebook Live, chances are you don't want to call in because this is a much better way of doing it. And you can ask questions when we take questions. You can ask questions on here, and if it starts scrolling quickly, then we will get back. We always answer questions, sometimes after the fact, but we love you all, and, you know, today we're double duty, which is great because it's Sunday. So we had a Sunday morning service
at 8
a.m.
Triple duty.
Yeah. 8 a.m. service on Facebook Live every Sunday. Then we have a 10 a.m. drive-in church service, which is about a mile from our house in Newport Dunes in Newport Beach, California. And listen, if any of you live in Southern California and your church is closed down again and your pastors actually are willing to close down again, you can come to our drive-in church because we meet in cars and we sing out loud.
We will not
we
be
pray
closed
together.
Down. We will be there.
We're never going to close down.
Yeah.
So if any of you live in Southern California, just remember that we've had a a wonderful, rewarding time pastoring this church for the last 8 months.
Oh, it's been fabulous.
So should we open with a prayer?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time where we can gather together around the world. We can spiritually hold hands, and we can literally envelop the entire globe with prayer, so that your blessings will be upon all your people, no matter where they live. For we have people who listen to this call who are in every single corner of the globe. And so we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity that we have to be able to come together to pray and to worship you. You are our God, and we are your people. And so we give you praise and thanks today, tomorrow, and always. We love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen. You know, I'm going to read a scripture in a little while. You chose it for me. But, you know, before that, I'd love it if you'd talk a little bit about what you talked about in church today. I think your message was great, because we're talking about flashing back over the last 8 years, and we're going to share with you. I'm going to read the list of some of the guests that we've had over the last 8 years, because tonight, you notice, we don't have a guest. Well, notice, if we don't have them live here, we interview them via telephone, but we do not have a guest, and we thought that's because we would take time and just talk to you about the crazy times we're living in, how to keep focused on hope, how to keep a good attitude, how to keep your health great. And so I want to talk a little bit about how important it is to look at your past and see what God's taken you through so far, and how he's gotten you through some really difficult times. So I'm sure some of the things you've gone through, I know for us, we're no different. Some of the things we go through in life, you think, how am I ever going to get through this, God? But you know what? God is faithful. You get through it, and you become stronger and better people. And you look back, and you use your strength and your experiences to help others. So tonight, as we look back, I'm going to read a couple of these guests, or quite a few that we've had. And we have quite a theme, and that is, we focus a lot on healing of the person, of the body, the mind, and the soul. And because of that, we have people that are doctors of the body. We have people that are doctors of the mind, you know, health professionals that are psychologists, psychiatrists, and we have spiritual leaders. We've had a lot of pastors on. We've had a lot of people that have talked about recovery from opioids and other drugs, recovery from alcohol. We've interviewed people that have written books on the subject, that have had children that have survived an addiction, or who have survived an addiction themselves. So we just have a lot of this sort of a theme where we want you to learn as much as you can about yourself, others, and God, so you can be a better person. So Max Lucado, he talked about how to get through really trying and tough times. And he was on after a really dark time, another dark time in history of our country, and that was after that horrible shooting in the Sandy Hook Elementary School
in
2012. And he talked about how do we get through things like this. So he helped us a lot. He helped our audience a lot. The first one in November, we didn't have a guest, I don't think. But this was in December of 2012. We had Max. We've had our good friends on the Stearns, Mindy and Glenn Stearns, talking about, Glenn's survival from cancer.
That's
and
what we talked about.
We did. Well, they've been on twice already, or three times.
Have they really?
Yep, we talked about
we've
that.
We've had them on a few times. They're fabulous.
They are. And he's talked about, you know, being a business entrepreneur, a very successful man, and how he's gone through really dark times, but how he just pulled himself out of these holes, and now he's more successful than ever. And he's got a great testimony of how he just kept on striving, and still does.
He's
an amazing guy. We've had all of our kids on. We've had Bobby Shuler, who is our pastor son. We've had Christina Shuler, who's a health expert and teaches exercise classes. We've had Anthony Shuler, who's a doctor of chiropractic. And I believe, we've had Angie on, too.
We definitely had Angie on.
I don't know why I forgot to write her down. We definitely had Angie on. So we've had all four of our kids on, and that's been fun to have, you know, your adult kids become people of substance and people that are giving back to the world and that are helping
people.
People
go back and listen to all these.
Absolutely.
Can you find them on our podcast, right?
Yes, you can go to Robert Shuler Ministries, and it's podomatic.com. and it's Robert Shuler Ministries dot Podomatic. It's very, you can spell that out, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C, podomatic.com. And you can look back at all of them. There's nice little pictures that are assigned to all of them, and you can look at their lots of different themes. So let me just run through this list. Lyle Haupt, we have friends down in Mexico. We interviewed about surviving after a hurricane and how important it is to be prepared for emergencies.
In September of 2014, a category, was it a five? It was
category
close.
Five, I think.
Category five hurricane hit Los Cabos, Mexico.
Yep.
Destroyed every hotel on the point, numerous homes. People were devastated. I mean, and Lyle and Karis were there at the time. And they thought they were going to die. Everybody who went through it thought they were going to die.
And they later became members of our church down there. So we had them. We've had Congressman Tim Walberg and his wife Sue on. I think they've been on twice.
Oh, this is so this makes me really happy.
I know.
You reminded me of all this.
Dr. Douglas Feliciana, who was our family doctor for many years until our son became our family doctor. He's been on two or three times. We've had Dr. Daniel Amos. He's a brain expert. He's a very, very smart man and talks about how important it is to put good
brain
thoughts
health.
In your mind and brain health.
Absolutely.
And, we've had Dr. Paul Murray. He's a pastor, and he's talked about some of the things pastors go through and overcoming all kinds of things. We've had Carolyn Wilson talk about her own journey of recovery. She's been in AA and been recovered for alcoholism for 20 years. And she lives down in Los Cabos full time. We have a lot of friends down there since we spent so much time. Kathy Cole, she talks about how important it is to, to help the caregivers of the world. She nursed her husband after he had a stroke and finally, unfortunately, passed away several years ago. But she talks about, advice for caregivers and why caregivers get so weary and worn out, what to do. So these are some of the calls again. Pastor Chris Halverson, he was once the chaplain to the U.S. Senate. Greg Chastain, he's a survivor, another survivor of addiction. Michael Nason, who was your dad's producer and right-hand man so many years.
Yes.
How long have you known him?
Since I was a teenager.
Yeah, he's a fabulous man.
You can
all these people are very active still. Dr. Michael Gillen.
Oh, man, I remember every time you mention these, I remember all
these interviews.
It's wonderful.
And you remember he talks about the cosmos, and this guy is like a brainiac, and he's
a science correspondent
for
one of the big networks for a long time and continues to do a lot of science writing.
And he's a... astrophysicist and
a brainiac.
A couple other people we talked about, lots of people we talked about, three more talking about recovery. We've had Dr. John Westerdahl talking about
John was on
nutrition
a little while.
And health.
I think he's still on.
He's a fabulous friend of ours, and we've known him for 20 years, and he's been on. We've had Richard Watts, a good friend of ours, on twice talking about how not to spoil your kids and give your kids too much, even if you can. Why, it's called, one of his books is called Entitled Mania, how you give your kids too much and then they grow up feeling entitled. These are all available. That's why I'm reading these. We've had General Robert Dees on talking about resilience.
Oh, I love that resilience and how important resilience is today.
Yeah.
What we're facing and what we're dealing with,
Reverend Kenneth Bay. He's become a friend.
Kenneth Bay served more days in a North Korean prison than any other American. Over 700 days in prison in North Korea. And what was his crime?
Yeah.
It was for sharing the good news of Jesus. And when he was sentenced, they said, "You are the most dangerous thing to our country because you give people hope."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's why he was in prison for so long, and he was supposed to be there forever, but was miraculously intervened. And
why the church is so important today.
Absolutely.
The church changes people's hearts and minds, and the church is a danger and an enemy to people from communist regimes. So it's very important to remember that.
When there are entities that want to take down democracy and implement communism, The first thing they do is they go in and they close the churches. They stop people from gathering. They prevent worship. And that's the first thing that happens when a democracy is under attack. And so we've seen that in that's the historical reality that we've seen with the Russian Revolution and with the Chinese Revolution. With every single revolution that has taken place, the first thing that takes place in that warfare is the closing of churches.
Because they're afraid of God. God has all the power.
God is powerful over everything.
And, you know, even people that claim to be atheists or agnostics know that, and they're scared. So anyway, we're glad you're here. Just a few more guests. We've had Marvin Smith. He's an ex-NFL football player and a pastor. Susan Williams talked about the power of your words. Several other people talking about recovery. Brenda Crouch, our good friend, Paul Crouch Jr.'s wife, and she's an amazing person. And we need to pray for her because she's had COVID, but she's getting well. She's been sick, and, you know, just like most people getting COVID these days, it's like a bad flu. So it's like saying she has the flu, but I just want to call out her name in prayer because God's got this, and he always does. Tina Conklin, she's a relationship expert and talks a lot about marriage. We've had Pastor Diego Mesa, Pastor Bill Owens. He's a powerful man.
Yes, he is.
Right?
National
Coalition of African American Pastors, and a great patriot. And wow, I mean, you want to go in and look at some of these podcasts. And then last month we had Annie Nelson, Soldier Network. What she's done for our American soldiers, men and women, active duty, past active duty veterans. She's a dynamo, and her interview last month was terrific. So, you know, it's just a great reminder, again, to look at the past and to see what you've learned from it, right?
Absolutely.
And to see how God works in people's lives because of the past and the pieces that he helps weave together, you know? It's pretty
He is
phenomenal.
Good. He is faithful.
He is. Do you want me to read the scripture? And then,
you know what? Why don't I read the
scripture?
Read it.
Awesome.
And I'm talking enough. And there's a sheet over there that's in plastic. Would you hand that to me a little bit? Yeah, because I can
right there.
I can give a little report here
okay.
on that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read the scripture since you've been giving a little history on everything. So we're going to change things up.
I thought you'd like it.
Plus,
it gets boring. One voice.
Yeah,
you want to hear this guy's voice.
Say, no, you don't. Not today. But that's yes, you do. Never mind. I'm going to read from Acts of the Apostles. So the New Testament, the Bible is divided into two sections, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Old Promise, the New Promise. And in the New Promise, the New Testament, it begins with the four Gospels. Here is the promise that God has for us. These are the four Gospels. This is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And then afterwards, what happened with this promise that Jesus gave to us? And so we have the Acts of the Apostles. And in that book, in the New Testament, in the Bible, we read these words in chapter 4. Before I read them, I've got to give you a little more history. So what happens is Jesus goes and he gives his power to the apostles. And he says, anything I can do, you can do. And Peter went, when Christ was ascended into heaven, Peter went and he started healing people like Jesus did. In fact, people would go and get in his shadow, because if they can get in his shadow, they'd be healed. So the church was growing by leaps and bounds. And every time they're at the end of every story through the first few chapters of Acts, it says, and their number increased by so many thousand, and their number increased some more. So Peter and John, hang on here for a minute. Where are you going?
I'm just
going
to stand up a minute.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going too far.
Because I'm just
going to
read the scripture, getting a little carried away, aren't I?
No, not at all.
With the introduction.
No, not at all. Sorry. Thought I'd just sneak away quietly.
Peter and John are taken, arrested by the Sanhedrin, the same people who arrested Jesus, crucified him, now arrest Peter and John because they've got to do something with these band of of people who are going around healing everybody and taking away the authority from the hierarchy of the Jewish faith. So they arrest him and they ask him, "What are you doing?" And they couldn't convict them of anything because they didn't claim anything that was weird. They just said, "We healed this man who had been lame forever, and now he's well." And so they released him as they tried to decide what they're going to do with Peter and John and the rest of the church. So here's where I start reading. They've just been released. On their release, I'm reading from Acts chapter 4, verses 23 through 31. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. "Sovereign Lord," they said, "you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, the rulers band together against the Lord and against the anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus." And they prayed. The place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. They spoke it boldly. So this is our scripture passage today, and I want to have another prayer. In fact, I'm hoping Donna can come back here and give us a little prayer here.
Oh, I can give you a little one.
So give us a powerful prayer. A powerful prayer. You're a little thirsty, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I took a nap, and he took a nap downstairs. I took a nap upstairs after church and woke up about an hour and a half ago. And, I'm thirsty. Sorry, I'm trying to get my mic back on here. So you would like me to say a prayer?
Prayer,
okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time, for this call. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, which in turn we are faithful to you, Lord. You are a loving God. You are a good God. There's things going on today in our world that we don't understand, but we do know one thing. We need to trust you. We need to trust that you know the outcome. Even though we don't know the outcome of our election, we don't know the outcome of many things, Lord. Many of us are going through tough times. I know there's people listening tonight or maybe listening to the recording later that have family members that are very, very ill, Lord, and they're very troubled. Lord, be with these people. Comfort them. Give them courage and give them comfort and joy in the midst of their suffering, Lord. We thank you that we can serve you, that we can always expect the best in life as an outcome of even painful things, because we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to God's purpose. Lord, thank you for this call. Thank you for the many blessings as we come up to Thanksgiving here in the United States. Thank you for reminding us to be thankful for just one thing every day. There's something we can be thankful for. Help us focus on that. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. So one of the things I've been doing on Sunday mornings, if you're available on Sunday morning, want to listen to our services, we have a church service every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. And what I've been doing is giving reports on what's going on as far as COVID is concerned, because I I study this. I follow it. I read the report. The reports I get are right off of the CDC. And because I don't know what to believe when I listen to reports. So I've opened up the New York Times. I get the New York Times delivered to me in my email. And I pulled it up, and the headlines were how deadly this COVID is becoming, and that didn't make sense to me. It is deadly, yes, but not at epidemic proportions currently. And so they said that on one day there was over 1,400 people died in one day in COVID in the United States, and that I was really perplexed. So I opened up the CDC website, and I went to the website this morning to find out the current death rates of what's going on, because you have to calculate the death rates yourself, because news media will not share death rates anymore. They stopped doing that. So, yeah, in fact, even on the CDC website, you can't find it. I used to go to a specific page on the CDC website, and they discontinued that. So I have to calculate it myself, which isn't very difficult to do. They do still have a page with all of the facts on it, all the different columns showing all the different numbers that have been recorded of people who have died. So the latest statistics they have, the first published statistics they have, or I should say the latest, is 11/7, so the 7th of November, a week ago. And as of that time, during that week, there were 24,177 deaths in the United States that was recorded. That number will absolutely go up because they will continue to post the death rates. It takes them a while to catch up. But the death in the United States every week forever and still remains that in those numbers is between 50 and 60,000 people who die every single week in the United States of America alone. So if you're living in the United States of America and you want to know that is a reality for some reason, but from that you can calculate death rates. So this is ending in the 7th of November. There was 24,177 deaths reported. Now, COVID-related deaths during that same period, the same percentage was 1,143. I don't know how to do the math. I should probably learn. I'm sure I can tell you exactly what that percentage is. But I can tell you this. I can tell you that 1,209 would be 5% death rate. I can do that because 10% is easy, 2,400. Divide that in half.
Yep.
Again, and you get 5%. So that's how I do my math. Now, why is that important? Because historically, an epidemic threshold has always been between 5 and 7%, which means the death rate of COVID-19 currently is below the epidemic threshold.
Mm-hmm.
1,143 people died in the week of 11/7.
With COVID.
With COVID, not from COVID. And I say this because something is going on in our media that is continuing this to create this frenzy and this paranoia and this fear of COVID-19. That yes, it's a bad disease. Yes, it's not healthy. But it's not near as deadly as it was. We know how to treat it. I had a friend of mine who was in the hospital for 10 days with lung problems. I mean, he's had a lung transplant. He is, I think he's in his 70s, close to it if he isn't. And I went and visited him in UCLA Medical Center. He just sent me a text yesterday. No, it was Friday. He sent me a text Friday saying that there isn't a single COVID patient at UCLA Medical Center.
That's a
in
big
Los
medical
Angeles.
Center.
That's what his doctor told him. So the cases, now let me come back to the cases because they're talking about all these cases. Here's what you need to know about the cases, and here's what you need to know about how this test works. The test consists of how many cycles they have to put your DNA or RNA through in order to find out whether it's positive or not. So as a layman, I like to use the analogy of expanding a photograph you take. So if you take a picture of a landscape across the valley and there's something on that landscape you can't make out, so you want to make the picture bigger, you expand it and then take a screenshot, you expand it some more, take another screenshot. Think of that as a cycle so that they can find or see if there is any virus in your DNA or your RNA that they have taken a sample of. So they do that 17 times, and if they find a positive coronavirus at 17 times, you have coronavirus. That's 17 cycles. Now most of the tests are 30 cycles or more. At 30, if you get a positive rating of having COVID, it's only 50% accurate. So there, many of them now are at 33, which is only 20% accurate if you get a positive rating. And some of them are going as high as 45, which has 45 cycles, which has a 0% accuracy rate. 0%. So you might as well just flip a coin, and it's as accurate as having the COVID test that has more than 35 cycles. This is what everything I've studied, I've read. In fact, Fauci himself said basically anything that has over 33 cycles is useless. That's according to Fauci himself. I've seen the video where he actually says that. It comes out of his mouth. Anything over 33 cycles. So if you're being tested for COVID, you have to find out how many cycles are they putting this through, because otherwise it can be just like
Elon Musk.
Tell them about Elon Musk.
He had four tests right on the same day from the same nurse in the same facility. Two of them came out positive and two of them came out negative. It's just because of why Robert said. So I think that's good to keep people educated. Again, we try to educate you. We don't have a guest tonight, but we want people to be educated. Use critical thinking. Investigate. You have to dig far and wide. This guy spends a lot of time researching that and still manages to preach every Sunday, and we tie it into biblical truth, and it's all very important, but you just can't believe what you see in the headline. You just can't.
So here are the facts from a theological perspective, from where you are standing right now, wherever you are. Nobody knows how many days you will have on planet Earth. You do not know. Your doctor does not know. Nobody knows. Miraculous things have happened where people have been left for dead and have come back to live another 10, 20 years, normally healthy people.
We've seen that a lot in our ministry.
Oh, I've seen it
a lot.
A lot. It happens all the time. God knows the time of your birth. He knows the time of your death. He is the only one who does. It is a form of idolatry for us to think otherwise. So God does not want you to live in fear. God does not want you to constantly be looking over your shoulder. I hate the expression, be careful, which is what everyone's saying.
That's
now.
That's a salutation now.
Yeah,
you're out of town. Be careful.
No matter what we're doing, be careful. What I've been telling people,
I'm not going to be careful.
I'm going to have fun. Because that's what God wants you to do. God doesn't want you to be careful. I mean, he's going to care for you. He wants you to go have fun. I'm not asking you to be careless. That's different than being careful. You can have fun and not be careless and have a great time. But it's hard to have fun if all you're doing is being worried about getting sick. And that's where our nation is today, and I see that a lot around the world, where people are just afraid. And I just want you to live in confidence and the assurance that God's going to care for you, that you don't have to worry about this COVID thing killing you. You might get it, and a lot of people get it and don't have any symptoms at all. And if you're really, really sick, if you're very sick, yeah, it could be very dangerous for you. But other than that, you're gonna survive. And there are therapies today which are very effective.
Well, it reminds me, you know, I can't help but be reminded of a quote we heard from Naomi Judd. She's an RN, and she's, you know, she's healed herself many times of amazing, I think, cancer and liver disease and all that. But she said, and this is true, and Dr. Amen, who's been on this program a lot, would agree with this, and that is your body hears every thought your mind thinks. So think about that one for a minute.
So if you're thinking about getting sick,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get sick, what happens? The mind hears
sick.
All it hears is sick. It cannot hear the negative.
Right. So what do you tell yourself?
So you're telling yourself,
stay well.
I'm going
to take care of the body. I'm going to treat it right. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to drink enough water. I'm going to exercise. I'm going to think good thoughts. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray.
So here's a thought. Instead of thinking, I've got to be careful, I've got to have fun. I've got to enjoy life, because life is short. You don't know how many days you have. Enjoy the moment. You've all heard it a million times. Live in the present. And that there's never a more important message than that than there is right now. Live in the present. Have fun.
Absolutely.
You know, here we are in California, and we have been told by our governor we're not allowed to have Thanksgiving dinner with more than three families, or is it even more? And there's talk of them closing down the freeways here in California.
So nobody can get to their family for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. And
work in our family.
And all of that is a result of the more cases. And so I'm at a point in my life today where I have enough confidence to realize that I can live free, and I'm going to live free. And you have to make your own choices and your own decisions. But everything I read in the Bible, everything I know about my Lord, everything I know about Jesus, it's all about freedom. It's about understanding the fullness of God's love, even the law is of God. You know, people say, what about the laws of God? The laws of God are about freedom. Here's how this works. It's my favorite illustration. It's a true story. Here's how it works. I went to a hotel this was in the 70s, mind you. It wouldn't happen today. But in the 70s, Israel was a baby nation. It was new. Their building codes were not up to speed. And there was this brand new hotel that had just opened up. And I had this room on the 10th floor, some floor like that, way up high in the air in this beautiful new hotel. And I got there, and they had a doweling in the door, so I couldn't open it. And there was this balcony out there. And the reason they had the doweling in the door so I couldn't open it is because they didn't have any railing on the balcony. Can you imagine that? There is this slab of concrete out there with no railing.
I wouldn't go near this. I would go.
She wouldn't have done
I don't like
did.
That. I get creepy about the type.
I know.
Creeped
out. So what I did immediately is I opened the door and I stood out there.
Of course you did.
And I stood about 2 feet away from the balcony. So basically I stood in the middle of the balcony, and that's all I could do because it was terrifying. There is no safety rail, and if I get blown off or if I get too close, I'm gonna die. I'm not careless, right? I'm carefree. So I quickly went back in, I slammed the door, and I put the doweling back in the door. Didn't go out again. Now, what happened next? The next night, I was in a hotel in Jerusalem, the same thing. On the 10th floor, there was a balcony, and I went out on the balcony. The door was wide open, and I leaned against the balcony, and I had all of that space of the entire balcony, and I didn't have any fear whatsoever. I had the freedom to enjoy the entire balcony. The laws of God are the railing around our lives so we have more freedom. We can live hair free, and we can expand and know these are our boundaries. And even the laws of God are there for our freedom, so we can enjoy life to the max and know that this, if I go beyond this, I'm going to get hurt. But with this rail here, I'm going to be saved. That's the message.
That's a good one. That's a good message. You went a different direction, but it's awesome. Hey, we are running a little behind here, or not behind, but we're about
out of time.
But I would like to take some questions. If there's anybody that has questions here.
Questions.
You can hear that Q&A session started. That's
so,
on our call.
So John
Schull
is watching, and Dustin Esterbrook.
Hi, John.
So
If you're on the call and would like to ask a question, please just push *6 on your telephone dial, and I will see your name come up here in the queue. It does say queue, right?
Yes, it does. It says queue.
The line, the queue, whatever. And we'll put you on. You can ask a question of Robert, myself. You can ask anything you want. And if there's questions up here, then we're going to have to scroll and look at them afterwards, because a lot of people, I don't know, it just looks like a lot of stuff happened since we've been on.
So
if you want to, nobody's asking a question yet, but Robert, would you like to do the offering, or you want me?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do the offering.
Okay. So we have a lot of people to thank for their generous gifts, their tithes, their offerings to this ministry. This is what we do. This isn't a hobby. We're pastors full time. We love what we do. We just really do. We feel very called to this. We'll do it until we can no longer do it. That's not a matter of when you're going to retire, because we're at retirement age. But we love praying with people. We love having Sunday service. We like, all of this that somebody, he got rid of that. There was a message that popped up. That's the thing about being on your cell phone. It's like, somebody just texted you, Robert. But so it gets me a little distracted. But for those of you that already support our ministry, we want to thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you that don't, I want you to pray about it. And even if you can give $5 a week, that would be awesome. $1 a week, anything you feel called to give. And giving is important for yourself, because you're telling yourself, and you're proving to God that you don't put your money above God and God's promises. And, you cannot outgive God. Does that mean if you give $5, you're going to get $10 back like a slot machine? Sometimes. Absolutely not. It just means that if you have faith and you start giving, you're going to see it come back to you in so many different ways in your life. Because with what measure you give, it will be given back to you. And that is a
press
promise.
Down, shaken together,
and overflows.
Yeah.
And we've seen it in our own lives. We're givers.
Over again.
Absolutely. This ministry gives. If you're interested in what other organizations we give to, there's a list of at least 15 nonprofits we give to.
Well, that's
and
because we believe in the in tithing, and I think it's important for institutions to tithe just like
absolutely.
Individuals.
Absolutely. So you can look online. It's a little more complicated on Facebook now, because you have to go to the notes section. I think it's under other, if you look below Robert Schuller Ministries. But you look in other, and there's a place to give there under notes. You can also find the note that tells you how many different organizations, if you're interested, and the names of those organizations we donate to. But we appreciate your offerings, anything that you feel called to give. Again, it's between you and God, but we need it. We use them wisely. We don't have a staff. Our home is our church office. Our church is the parking lot on Sunday. We don't have a building. We know how to stretch a buck, so to speak. So that means that if you'd like to give, you can go on Venmo, Robert Schuller Ministries. You can send a snail mail to Robert Schuller Ministries, 26 Canyon Island Drive. That's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. Again, it's 26 Canyon Island Drive, Newport Beach, California, 92660. And let's see, the other way is you can go to our website. Oh, yeah, and I want to tell you about our website, because we don't mention it very often, but drschuller.org, and it's D-R-S-C-H-U-L-L-E-R, D-R-S-C-H-U-L-L-E-R.org. You can also get there by going to robertschullerministries.org, same space, right? All roads lead to Rome. And on there, it's very easy to give. You'll see, I'd like to give. I'd like to give a gift, something like that. And you can also go on there and read some of our blogs. We've written about 150 blogs, something like that, over the last year or two. And we used to write every single day. They're 300 words. I'm getting tired. It's Sunday. We've been working a lot today. We like it, though. But 300, they're all 300 words or less, so you're not looking
and
at
then me. There's one more way to give that you forgot to mention,
sorry.
That Venmo.
Oh, I thought
Robert
I said that right
Schiller
off the top.
Ministries Venmo. Oh, if you did, I missed
it. I did.
It. I'm
That's
sorry.
Okay. He wasn't paying attention. You know, we're married. So we're a good team, though. So...
That was a good one.
So go on our website. I'll tell you why you want to start looking at more positive things on the website. These little writings that we have, by the way, are specific to worry, anxiety, family life, divorce, sadness, anything, any of the most frequently Googled subjects. And the reason it's important for you to look at that is because there's algorithms on social media. If you haven't heard that before, it's whatever you're looking at social media. If you ever notice, you start getting more and more and more of it. Right. So if you start looking at good, positive, uplifting things, you're going to get more good, uplifting things that come to you. And just the opposite is true, too. Whatever you're Googling, if you start, oh, my gosh, death rates and all this stuff, Robert's got all that on his computer. I have to get rid of it because he does his research. But you don't want to be Googling a bunch of negative stuff because we have a sound problem. That's
what yeah, but anyhow, it's
oh,
been up there
sorry.
For a while.
Okay. Sorry. That's the way it is. We're a mom.
Wish it could be. Wish
sorry
it could
about
be better.
That. Wish it could be better. We have big voices, so it might be Facebook. So thank you very much, Judith. So start putting better things in your mind because your body hears every single thought that you think.
So with that, I just want to say thank you for joining us on our call tonight.
Our eighth anniversary
call. Our eighth anniversary. If it's the 15th of the month, if it's 16th, if it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, we're here
right
on the call and on Facebook. You can count on it. You can bank on it. And just know that God is blessing you.
And we record this. It'll be on Facebook, and it'll be in our podcast after tomorrow. So robertschulerministries.podomatic.com, and you can look at all those 8 years of recorded messages, which are inspiring and uplifting because we have interviewed some amazing, fabulous people.
So thank you for listening. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Yes.
God bless you. We'll see you again.
We will.
Sunday morning or the 15th.
Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
Ahem.